Welcome to the 5-Minute Author, the only short-form podcast to give you helpful tidbits about creative writing and self-publishing. Do you want to create a book that people will love? Join award-winning and best-selling author Sonia Dewing, CEO of Women's Thriller Writers Association, a roller derby player, and a happy dog mom to giant puppy Bo. Let's get started!
Getting your book in bookstores doesn't have to be complicated. But the number one rule, as for most things, and for being an author, is just don't be a jerk. Bookstores don't need your book. What they need is to get people in the door and to make money and to make their customers happy. When I was going to be in Farmington, New Mexico for a conference, I thought I'd see if I could also do an author event. So I reached out to Amy at Amy's Bookcase, especially as my novel, Gamble of the Gods, is based near Farmington and other parts of New Mexico. I found she was reluctant, and I was lucky she said yes. Because when I had a chance to chat with her, I found out that the last author she let in had been a shark. He stood at the door and handed his book to every person who walked in, and tried to force them to buy his book. Now, if you love walking into bookstores, you probably know that is the last thing you would ever want anyone to do to you. So I'm sure you know she got a lot of complaints about this author. Now, besides not being a jerk, there are a few things you should make sure to do, whether you're aiming for an event or just getting your book in the store. Put your paperback in Ingram Spark. Make sure your book is returnable. Be ready with your numbers. What discount are you giving the store and what is the list price? Now, let's look at the numbers. If your list price is $15 and you're giving a wholesale discount of 40%, that's $6 off the price. Your printing costs might be somewhere around $5.35. So you might make around $3.65 for that book. Now, that's not a whole lot of money. But if you want to see your book in a bookstore, want to have an event and meet new readers, then it can be a fun and rewarding project. I also want to mention that I had an author event at a bookstore that doesn't normally take indie books. But I did that by combining the event with other local indie authors. So the bookstore was willing to do it because we did bring in a wider audience. And here are some more very important tips from Amy at Amy's Bookcase in Farmington, New Mexico. Many new authors think that when their book is sent off to the publishers for printing, that their work is done. Honestly, it really is just the beginning. Because now they have to sell their book to the bookstores. Indie bookstores hate to hear the word Amazon, because that is our biggest competitor and thorn in our side. So if you want a bookstore to carry your book, that's the first thing you don't mention. We have a lot of requests to carry books and to do signings, and we cannot possibly carry every book we are asked to. So please be understanding if a bookseller says it doesn't fit our store. Some authors think that becoming aggressive is the way to win our hearts and a place on our shelves, but really, that is a terrible strategy. And I promise you, it will backfire. It's best to email the store with your book information, including your name, where you live, your email address, the book title, publication date, ISBN, a link to your website with information about your book, what the local target audience is, and how you plan to promote your book. Just dropping in to discuss your book is usually not a good idea, as most booksellers are incredibly busy. Hi, writers. So the other day, I had three different people come up to me and ask me how they could buy an event or something for their loved one to get involved with writing. So what I did was I've created some gift certificates. The gift certificates are good towards the short story-a-thon, which I hold once a quarter, or they're good for the 2023 Writer's Planner, which is in the works and soon to be published, or they're good for the Page Turner Academy. So if you want to buy something for someone else, or you want to send your loved ones to some place to buy you something that you would love for the holidays, you can find it at womensthrillerwriters.com and you'll find those gift certificate options under must-haves.
And that's it! You can find show notes on the website at womensthrillerwriters.com, as well as other tips, the Page Turner Academy, and a free character development worksheet.